Welcome Home, a podcast for veterans, about veterans, by veterans, is a project of Willing Warriors and the Warrior Retreat at Bull Run.
Good morning. I'm your host, Larry Zilliox, Director of Culinary Services here at the Warrior Retreat at Bull Run. And this morning, Diane Polk, our Director of Operations here at the retreat, is joining me for a short podcast about where we're at with the Grand Lodge built. So as our listeners know, we've been building this six-bedroom, 6,000-square-foot house with 2,000-square-foot activity room, which is going to be used not so much for families, but for getting groups of veterans in for counseling, training, all sorts of different programs. So we're really excited about it. And we're closing in on the ribbon cutting. So I asked Diane to join us and just give us sort of an update of where we're at. So are we going to be ready, Diane?
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me this morning. Yes, we are going to be ready. Everything is looking fantastic. We are very much close to schedule. The whole inside of the home is done. The kitchen is in. Appliances are hooked up. They've done one of the first cleanings, and it looks amazing inside.
Yeah.
We are expecting furniture delivery later this week and into early next week, as well as some phenomenal desks-type table setups that we'll be using and setting up in the activity room for classroom-style
training,
which we're very excited about that. The actual outdoor pavilion pizza oven is being delivered today.
Yes.
So that's a very exciting thing to do. The front of the home, the leveling, the soil has been brought in and everything is really starting to take shape. We've had wonderful volunteer groups come in. They're going to be helping out with landscaping, seed and straw, and the final touches of the house are really coming together. I do believe that we are right on schedule.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful home, and we're just grateful to be in the position we are today. Everything looks like we're a go.
All right. Well, let's talk about the kitchen, because I'm very excited about the kitchen. Just a very quick rundown for our listeners. The kitchen is 554 square feet. It has a six burner and a flat top gas range. It has a wall oven with French doors. So not the fold down one where I'm only 6 foot. And so I get, why are you laughing? And I get burnt when I lean over that door. So we opted for French doors so I can step right in and pull out whatever's in the oven there. We have two dishwashers. We have two French door refrigerators, microwave, and under-the-counter warmer, as well as three farm sinks with garbage disposals. There are 23 cabinets in the kitchen. There are 23 drawers, and there's 54 feet of counter space. And with fantastic lighting, not only pendant lights that are nice and bright for working on that counter, but underneath the cabinets, there's really nice, and I've never seen it before, a strip LED lighting that just lights up the whole counter. Often in a lot of houses, you know, that counter space underneath those cabinets is dark and doesn't get used for all that much other than just storing stuff. But every inch of that counter is well lit, and we're gonna be using it when we do events like Home Away from Home. It's really a nice catering kitchen.
It is, and we're excited to be able to increase the capacity of the Warriors that are able to come for a Home Away from Home Thanksgiving meal, and just being able to increase the capacity of Warriors that we can help through our moral injury program that we're hosting here. That's another 10 to 12 Warriors that are going to be able to benefit from that, as well as the family setting there. So we're really looking forward to that being able to open soon.
Yeah. The house itself, six bedrooms. We have two bedrooms on the ground floor that are ADA compatible, and one will have a queen, but the other bedrooms will all be extra long twins.
Correct.
So that we can have more Warriors stay.
Correct.
Upstairs, there's no elevator in this house. It's only two floors, where our other houses are both three floors, and each has an elevator. But there's really no need for an elevator in this house because we're just putting our wheelchair-bound warriors on the first floor. And I would probably say that saved $20,000-$25,000 by now. Amazing. Putting in an elevator. The pavilion, which is out back, adds another 2,000 square feet of patio space. There's a fire pit that's going in as we speak. And like you said, they're delivering the pizza oven. I'm really excited about that. I don't want to go watch them put it in because it makes me very nervous. It's very heavy. And I'm sure they know what they're doing. Our builder, TJ, is awesome. And
yes, TNT Contracting.
Yeah, TNT Contracting. Big shout out to them. They're fantastic, and he's really doing a great job for us. And then that outdoor kitchen, it's really nice because it has an inline propane grill. There's going to be a space for one of our big green eggs, another farm sink with a garbage disposal, refrigerator, pretty much everything you need for a complete outdoor kitchen.
Correct.
That's self-sufficient, so we don't have to go back into the house to get this, to get that. We're really looking forward to that going in. And that was the patio, the pavilion, the kitchen was all the result of a very generous local veteran who donated the money for us to build that.
Correct.
Originally, it was just going to be a deck on the back of the house, but it's turned into something pretty amazing, which we're calling the Patriot Pavilion.
Correct.
Will be done as well, I think, by the time we do the ribbon cutting. So ribbon cutting is Saturday, May 18th, and it begins at noon.
Correct.
So people want to come a little bit before that. We'll have volunteers for parking, and you'll be directed on where to go. But if you show up at noon, park, and then try to get over, you could miss.
No, because we're doing presentation of colors at noon. So it literally starts at noon.
Perfect.
There'll be some music going on, and it'll be ongoing at the time. We have some military members, active duty from Fort Belvoir, coming.
Yeah.
We have a warrior who has stated the retreat coming to speak. So definitely be here before noon.
Yeah, and then we'll have the ceremony, we'll do the ribbon cutting, and then we'll invite the public in to tour the house.
Right.
It'll be, it's just going to be great. Great time. I can't wait.
It's very casual. It's very casual. Just come and then you'll be able to walk through the home.
Yeah. And if you want to see the Lang House, we'll also be available to tour. There'll be plenty of staff and volunteers on hand to explain the different programs, to talk about the families that come and stay with us from Walter Reed and Fort Belvoir, and what a typical guest stay is like. So we'll have some guest stay coordinators here.
Right.
And some of our previous guests, which is really great.
Mm-hmm.
I know we'll probably see some service dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great afternoon. The weather is going to be fantastic.
Yes, it is. We can already see far, far ahead.
Yes, yes. We keep our fingers crossed there. Please, if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday, May 18th at noon, ribbon cutting, come tour the house, enjoy it, and you'll see what the community has given us, really. Mm-hmm. It's all PenFed Foundation has given us a sizable grant. The rest of the money has been donated by the community.
Absolutely.
We can't do this without community support. Now we're in the final stages. In the show notes, you'll see a link to an Amazon wish list that we have for items for the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have this beautiful new home, but it's hard to use it if we don't have the things that everybody else has in their kitchen.
Right. Well, you need the things to be able to create the great meals for the warriors.
Yeah. Yeah. So the furniture is going in. The furniture is going to be great. We're just down to that final time when we need help with the items for the kitchen. And if you want to contribute and help us out, that's great. You'll find the list, a link to the list in the show notes. We certainly can use all the help we can get. And then ongoing support as well, because this just adds more costs to our operational budget that we have, because Correct. We're adding a third home. So we have almost a third more utilities and cleaning costs and just all of those expenses that it takes to run a house. And it'll be a little bit different because we're not going to have a family in there every week or 3 weeks out of the month, but we will have groups. And so it's sort of similar. We'll just need help and support along the way. And when it comes to the kitchen items too, I sort of almost need a lot in the main kitchen, but we're going to need another set for the outdoor kitchen too, because again, we can't be running in and out whenever we need something because we're cooking out there. So all the support you can give us, that would be great. Diane, thank you for joining me real quick for this to give an update. We're 26 days away.
Absolutely. We are definitely in the exciting times. Every day you come in, you have to go look and see what's new, what's complete. And it's like, oh, wow. So thank you, Larry, for having me and for being able to update.
Yep. Our regular episodes are every Monday morning at 5 a.m. So look for one of those. And until then, thanks for listening.
The Welcome Home Podcast is brought to you by Willing Warriors, a nonprofit organization serving active duty service members and veterans since 2012. To learn more, please visit our webpage at willingwarriors.org.